Black Lives Matter has not stopped. Protesters flocked to socialist Stoke after months of lockdown. Socialist Party members were out in the city centre to support the Black Lives Matter BLM protest in Hanley on the 27th of June. The 100 protesters were well organised, with 2-metre distancing adhered to very well. Socialist Party members wore face masks. Rory, one of the speakers, explained that he had been stopped by police more than 40 times because of the colour of his skin, and that police officers were responsible for the death of a local black worker, but have still not been charged for their crime. He directed protesters to our socialist stall, so they could pick up leaflets and more. As soon as the protest finished, 30 protesters converged on the Socialist Party campaign stall to get leaflets, copies of the Socialist and BLM bracelets. Most signed up to help build the movement to smash racism, and 5 expressed an interest in joining the Socialist Party. London, the 27th of June marked the 1-year anniversary of the death of Shukri Abdi, a Somali refugee who drowned after being bullied and threatened to get in the water. Thousands of working-class young people took to the streets again on that weekend. Protesters demanded justice for Shukri and a proper investigation into her case. It was later revealed after her death that she was severely bullied, and no action was taken. In remembering Shukri, we also remember all the refugees that are suffering in silence, abused by the hostile immigration system, and left with no help by right-wing governments. Such an abusive situation cannot continue. The Socialist Party also supports the refugee rights campaign, run by refugees themselves, fighting for their rights here in Britain. The Socialist Party participated in the protests and gave out leaflets linking the need to build a mass movement to smash racism with the fight for jobs, homes, services, and a decent future for all. A socialist world could finally end all oppression and exploitation of the working class. Wolves, organized by local young women, with support from Windrush Generation campaigners, 400 turned out to a protest on the 28th of June. The Socialist Party's ideas were warmly received. One protester carried a homemade placard quoting the closing line of the Communist Manifesto, "We have nothing to lose but our chains." Nick Hartbright and 4,000 people attended the Black Lives Matter march. But the press only reported 1,000. Black Lives Matter is supported brilliantly in our city. There is no room for racism. We need to stand up and fight for what is right and to smash this evil government. Steve Dempster.